So there's been a lot of criticism about the way supermarkets are handling milk prices, which are meant to help our dairy farmers. So why do you think a Royal Commission into this would be a waste of time and money?
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation, isn't it? Like, across the board, we've seen price deflation in supermarkets across many categories the last 10 years. But when it comes to milk, it really certainly arouses levels of passion from consumers, farmers, and commentators alike. A Royal Commission, we're going back a week ago, where a number of politicians were calling for one, and certainly there's a number of agriculture ministers sort of, levelling some criticism at the big supermarkets. Over the last few years, there's been a Senate inquiry into particularly milk, and more recently, an ACCC, the Consumer Watchdog, 18-month inquiry into the dairy sector. And that final report was released in April this year. And in both those cases, particularly the ACCC report, found no direct correlation between the retail price that you and I pay for our milk in the supermarket and the farm gate price farmers get paid by the processors. Although the inquiry did find, a power imbalance between processors and farmers and information asymmetry. In other words, farmers weren't really clear about, what the processing prices were.
Yeah, right. So I guess even if the fault mainly lies with processors, how do you think supermarkets are handling the dairy farmer situation? Are they doing the best job they can, or would you agree with the description that they're being a little bit tricky with their milk pricing?
Yeah, it's really challenging for supermarkets. And if we think about the supply chain, the food supply chain, and if we remove the context of milk, and let's look at sort of Naval oranges or Valencia oranges. And if I'm an orange grower,
yep,
I sell my oranges to a processor who makes orange juice, and they may pay me $280, $300 a tonne for those oranges. The relationship ends there, and as a farmer, I get my $300 for a tonne. The processor then processes those oranges, removes the waste, packages the orange juice into containers, it labels the containers, it refrigerates and transports them to the supermarket. The supermarket then goes about marking it down, putting it on promotion, selling it off their shelves. The supermarket doesn't actually know who made those oranges. Where do those oranges come from? So if the supermarket was to say, listen, we're going to put a levy on our orange juice and we're going to pay that back to the orange farmers, the supermarket can't really do that because they don't actually know which farmers provided which oranges to which producer at which time to produce the orange juice. The same situation happens with milk. So the private label milk that we see in supermarkets, that's certainly created this challenge, the $2 milk, that's made by a number of processors, including Parmalat and Fonterra and Browns and Goulburn Mildura. So many farmers send their raw milk in to the processor. That milk is turned into branded milk, skim milk, trim milk, private label milk. So the supermarket end, you really don't know where that money's going. So we can't simply go, let's just put 10 cents levy on and send it back to direct to farmers. What the supermarkets are doing here in Australia is sort of sending, if we look at Woolworths, for example, they've developed two new ranges of milk, drought relief milk. The premium price is going back to the processor, which is the correct process, and the processor is then sending it back to those farmers. So that works in that occasion. If we look at what Coles is doing, Coles has said we'll put the price up of our 3-litre milk. The extra revenue we collect out of that will go into a drought relief fund, and then farmers can apply to the drought relief fund. So they're not perfect solutions, but they're, a solution, a step in the right direction.
Yeah, right. So I guess it takes more of a deeper understanding into how these kind of industries work, because there is so many different milk products that a consumer or a human goes when they go to get milk, because I guess you see something from maybe dairy farmers, or then you've got the Coles and Woolworths select brands, and then you've got other private brands as well. So I guess what do dairy farmers think in terms of all this chaos as well?
It's very challenging for dairy farmers, and I think the general consensus across Australia is that dairy farmers, not just dairy farmers, but I think primary industry sectors, particularly in drought affected areas, are doing it really, really tough. But the situation is that the farmers, and we talk specifically about dairy farmers don't get paid based on what their raw milk is eventually turned into, whether it's calcium milk or milk with extra dollop or supermarket brand milk. They only get paid the farm gate price. The challenge then creates is that as a farmer, I have to milk my cattle. I can't just leave them sitting there, and then I create milk. And then I have to go to a processor and say, will you buy my milk? And the options I've got is take the price the processor pays me, or dump my milk. So they're the only two options. So you can see that power imbalance pretty quickly at that end of the supply chain. One processor up here in Queensland, Norco, has done the right thing. They've increased their farm gate price by 5 cents a litre. Now, while that might not seem like a lot, that's going to return to those farmers that provide raw milk to Norco around about $900,000 this year.
That's fantastic.
So the process, the narrative has simply been $2 supermarket milk has a negative impact on dairy farmers. Really, I think the position needs to be changed to look at the other end of the supply chain and what are processors doing to support farmers. Parmalat is passing on the extra money Woolworths are making from their two brands of milk direct to those farmers that provide their milk to Parmalat. But if you're a farmer and you provide your milk to another processor, then you're probably missing out. If you're a farmer and you're providing your raw milk to Norco, well, you're having a bit of a win currently because you're getting an extra 5 cents farm gate price. So the challenge is that complexity of the supply chain, but certainly the power differential between processors and farmers. And that was what the ACCC inquiry found.
Okay, I see. A bit of a fun fact as well. My uncle, Greg McNamara, is a dairy farmer for Norco up in Lismore. So that's very good to hear. I guess another side of things as well is what role do customers play in the plight of dairy products and dairy farmers? Is part of the problem that they're not willing to spend more on products that are from those kind of private, maybe places like Norco themselves, like those kind of products like milk?
Yeah, again, really interesting. So we know that Australian families are doing it tough, and it's not just food prices, but we have a look at sort of health insurance. Fuel has been sort of, talked about recently, so the price of fuel is going up, school fees going up, home insurance rates, interest rates, electricity bills. So the cost of living are going up. So Australian families are struggling to sort of make ends meet. They're trying to save money on food and groceries. One of the areas they're doing is making a selection of the cheaper quality milk or the supermarket $2 milk. Now, while they have the best intentions to support farmers, and I remember we go back to 2016, there was a campaign around buy the branded milk, take a photo of the store-based milk left on the shelf. Within sort of 8 months, shoppers had returned to buying the cheap milk. So it was a short-lived strategy. Ultimately, I think it's important to remember that it doesn't really matter which milk you buy. The only people that win out if you buy the branded milk tend to be the retailers and the processors. So if you have a look at the ACCC report, it shows a really great pictorial graph. It shows private label milk and branded milk. Private label milk and branded milk, the farmers get paid exactly the same amount of money for the farm gate price. You buy the more expensive milk, the only people that make more margin is the retailers and the processors.
Yeah, right. Definitely lots of factors that come into it. And just quickly, because we are running out of time as well, even though it's quite a loaded question, what would you suggest we should all do? Because I guess if a Royal Commission isn't the answer, what is the answer to this, quite a large problem?
Yeah, it's very complex. So ultimately, my view is as a consumer, if you want to support dairy farmers during this tough period of time, select a milk product that you see that will contribute the largest amount of money back to the farmer, whether that's a supermarket branded milk that's got some form of levy or cause connected to it, whether it's a branded milk like Mullaney Farms or a Norco brand where they do their own processing themselves. So make a conscious decision or alternatively put some pressure against the processors to increase farm gate prices.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Professor, for joining me this morning and letting us know, the insides of the dairy industry as well. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Take care. Thanks, mate.